This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind, brought to you this hour by our friends at the University of Mary. Listen up, nurses. Thank you. Number one, let's start with a little bit of gratitude. We appreciate what you do. Nurses become nurses because they have a heart for others. And many of you want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. And the University of Mary is here to help. Long tradition of excellence in nursing education. Understand your desire to reach your full potential, take on leadership roles, increase your lifetime earnings. And the key to that is, of course, an advanced degree. And that's where the University of Mary comes in. We'll make that possible for you. The numbers of nurses with advanced degrees are in demand. Dramatic increase by all the national nursing organizations for the needs by 2020. So now's a good time to take a look at this. And at the University of Mary, they have a Master's of Science in Nursing degree now for $15,000. That's a great value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run as much as $8,000 higher. So get that Master's in Nursing from the University of Mary. Smart choice. Caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what they do. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time. An excellent education and an excellent value is what you'll find at University of Mary. Visit umary.edu/msn to apply today. We are broadcasting from Grafton today for the visit of Governor Doug Burgum. He is here talking about the Main Street Initiative, talking about the workforce needs of tomorrow, getting to know people in the community. I just witnessed a little bit of what he was doing. These next two gentlemen were in the meeting, are going to tell us a little bit about it as well. That's pretty amazing. I don't think there's too many governors doing what this governor is doing, literally town by town, having these conversations. So it's kind of neat. We're going to talk about that. Also, we'll talk with the governor himself coming up at the bottom of the hour. Right now, Rick in South Fargo has been waiting to weigh in on taxes. Let's get you in before our guests. Go ahead, Rick. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, I want to make a quick comment about Manson after I make this comment. You know, you talk about bringing money back to America, like the big tech companies. Nobody's going to bring their money back to a country that freezes people's assets. And that's not coming back. That's been ruined by freezing the assets of Russia, Iran over the years. It's just too dangerous to bring your money back here, especially in that kind of money. We're talking billions of dollars that they want to be deposited back in American banks. And that's not going to happen. Okay.
Well, can I just add one comment in just testing your theory a little bit? How about bring the money back and then don't do anything wrong? Right? I mean, the only reason the entities you mentioned had assets frozen is because they're involved in nefarious activity. I'm talking about the vast majority of businesses do what they do legally, lawfully, ethically, every day.
Look at it this way. Look at it from the point of view of Apple. They want them to hand over the keys to their encryption on their phones. Yeah. They're not going to do that. And they will, the money's not coming back, okay? Nobody trusts America. I mean, we were buddies with Saddam Hussein for many years, and we stabbed him in the back. We stabbed, Gaddafi. They're just not going to bring that kind of money back.
Okay, but you switched arguments on me. You went to Apple about a debate over the unlocking it. It has nothing to do with whether assets here would be frozen. So I disagree, but
would you risk bringing back $500 billion in an atmosphere where they're trying to get you to hand over the keys to their phones? They're not going to do it. Okay, that's fine. Okay, I just want to make a quick comment about Charlie before you hang up on me.
Sure.
If you read the details about that murder, in the middle of the night, they say that Tex Watson climbed a super high telephone pole and clipped the right telephone line. Now, these people were supposed to be on acid. These, in my opinion, this was a professional hit. And I don't know how, they blame these hippies for this typical crime. But if you see the crime scene photos.
Are you trying to tell me that Charlie Manson is innocent?
Well, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying this. This is what I'm saying. Is if you see the crime scene photos, it's very similar to the days of Murder Incorporated. And for these weak little teenage, to do that kind of damage.
Well, they were all under the hex of that. I mean, all you have to do is look. I got a psychologist here. I'll ask him. But all I needed to do is look at Charlie Manson. I know he's nuts. So, I don't need a degree for that. And possess
remember,
and everything
else. I'm just saying is that crime has got a lot of questions. that surround it that nobody wants to ask.
All right.
And,
but
you know,
you're not telling me Charlie Manson is innocent.
Well, he wasn't even in the...
You won't answer the question, so I am hanging up on you. And I don't like to hang up on anybody, but I just did. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. Sometimes you just need to hang up on somebody. It's just at a certain point, and we don't like to do it often, but all opinions welcome, for sure. But not today. Can't do it. All right, so as I mentioned, a meeting is underway right now, rather, at the... Life Skills and Transition Center. Two individuals that were just in that meeting join me now. They are Paul Hyde. Paul is new to the state of North Dakota, but not new to healthcare. He is the director of field services for the North Dakota Department of Human Services. Tom, not Paul, sorry. I know Paul Hyde. That's how I did that. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Thank you.
This is Paul. You're Tom.
Yes.
Yes. And Dr. Paul Costo is over here, who is the director of clinical services and psychology for the Department of Human Services, and is based right here at the Life Skills and Transition Center. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, Scott.
Full disclosure, Paul is my brother-in-law.
That's right.
He is married to my wife's sister. So if we sort of break out into a family argument, would you referee, Tom?
I'll do it again.
Okay, all right. First of all, how are you liking this whole state government stuff?
You know, this has been really interesting, actually pretty exciting. There's a lot going on, and it's fun to be a part of this. I think there's lots of things that we can... due to improve what happens in our state. So
you left a successful career, Prairie St. John's, well-known entity in Fargo. Why? Why did you pursue this?
It was just a chance to really expand on some of the things that maybe I was doing. You'll hear me tell a story. I often blame my mother, who's long since gone, but she said you got to do some good. This seems like a real good chance to do that.
What's your mission? What do you want to do in this position?
I've gotten very involved and interested in mental health and just the health of our state. And this is a chance to figure out how we go serve more people. One of the things you'll hear me talk about when I go speak to all of our sites, and especially the human service centers, is focusing on client time. What are we doing to make sure that we're spending more time with the people we're trying to serve? And there's lots of things that get in the way of that with process and procedures and policies and things that we have to do. But maybe there's a better way to do them. And so that really is probably the number one thing on my list is how do we get more client time with the people we need to serve.
I was only in during the news break, I walked over to where the meeting is happening, and I was there for, I don't know, 5-6 minutes, but I was amazed to watch the governor facilitating this discussion on a range of topics. Not sure that happens in every state to the degree that he's doing these conversations. Describe what you saw and heard and what you thought of it.
Yeah, no, that's one of Governor Burgum's strengths. I had a chance to work for him back in the 80s when Great Plains was just getting started. And he's a leader that you simply want to follow. He's very engaging. There's nothing pretentious about the way he engages in those conversations. He asks questions. He leads people to dig deeper into an issue as well. That's one of the things I really appreciate about him and the way he does things.
Paul, you have been here how many years?
Too many. Arrived in 1983, so it's 35 years.
So you're passionate about this facility and the work it does?
I seem to be, yeah.
Did you? What did you think of the governor? What are the conversations that were happening in there?
Very exciting. It's the exact kind of thing as a clinical director, I also go to Department of Human Services meetings, and so I'm part of what's going on at the Human Service Centers, the state hospital and such. And Governor Burgum was driving to the core, I thought, for the discussion for the northeast corner of the state of exactly what's going on in our communities and what kinds of things people need for being able to move ahead. We've got some workforce issues. We've got infrastructure issues, and we've got behavioral health issues. We've got people that struggle, and what kinds of things we can do to take the dollars we have and maximize how effective they are. That in many cases we don't necessarily need new dollars. And I'm a strange psychologist because I'm looking for bang for buck, and that's what I love about the kinds of things that Tom and the Department of Human Services are really focusing on right now, is to just take our current resources and restructure how that's going. And I think Governor Burgum's meeting with the community today is helping people think that way rather than how do we ask for more money from somebody.
About a minute before we have to go to break, but I'm curious what about this place and the work you do here you see as being most misunderstood, statewide or maybe at budget time?
probably the bottom line is the word institution. The world tends to think of, when they hear Grafton, they think institution. But then again, when you hear University of North Dakota, it's an institution. What we have become is an agency that serves people with very challenging needs. We help people, they come to us and they leave from us. And I think there's a perception that they come and stay forever. And so we've become a very dynamic organization that helps people stay in their communities across the state. But also, if they need to come and stay with us residentially, they stay only as long as they need to, and then they move on.
If this place was not here, where would these people go?
It really depends. I mean, when you look at other states, in many cases, they end up getting stuck in a behavioral health system or a mental health system, more like state hospital types of settings. Because of their intellectual disabilities, the mainstream mental health folks sometimes have a difficulty slowing themselves down and serving their needs.
There's no easy answer there, though.
There really is.
If it isn't here. Interesting. More with these gentlemen after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Todd's going to tell us about the Stem Cell Health Institute, and we're going to continue our conversation from Grafton today. Governor Doug Burgum, the Main Street Initiative, Activate Main Street. They talk about these events. He is in Grafton today, in Langdon today, in Jamestown and Valley City tomorrow. And really what he's doing is seeing their communities and listening and facilitating a conversation about, you know, what do you need? A lot on workforce, a lot on property taxes, a lot on ways to just, but it's a lot of listening. It really is. And as Tom said earlier, kind of pulling things out of people and really understanding where they're at. So we'll ask the governor about, you know, what the big picture is. What does he do with all this data that he's gathering at these events and what he hopes to accomplish? He also, by the way, was just elected to the Executive Committee of the Republican Governors Association, which is very unusual because he's a new governor. And that usually happens after they kind of, you know, test your mettle a little bit. And so he's up there already gaining some attention on that. So we're going to talk to the governor about that, all about that. Tomorrow we're at First International Bank of Trust, by the way, in Bismarck. And I'm hoping I can go hang on some beams because it's darn near done. A beautiful location across from the Capitol. So we'll tell you about that tomorrow on the program we call What's on Your Mind. But Todd, before we talk to more of our conversation with Tom Eide and Paul Kosol, tell me about Stem Cell Health Institute.
You know, they came to me and they said, you know, we want to get with your statewide audience. Do you know anybody with any knee pain? Yeah, kind of run out of cartilage and the body doesn't regenerate that. Or is there such a thing as regenerative medicine? You just have to go out of the country for these procedures. They're coming. There are seminars coming to Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. And you can check out stemcelltherapyforpain.com. If you want to sign up, 1-888-973-1560, 888-973-1560. If you've got knee or lower back, neck, shoulder, hip, even joint pain, stemcelltherapyforpain.com or 1-888-973-1560. And, hey, start living life once again.
We continue our conversation now with our guest in Grafton. We're at the Life Skills and Transition Center, where Governor Burgum, just a few steps away, is hosting that first meeting of the day and a few to come. Tom, I want to ask you a little bit about, first of all, how I explain this facility is to say many of us are familiar with the group homes in our communities, and the residents here, the clients here, would be similar in needs, but maybe the more extreme need. Need a little higher level of care that often isn't available in the communities, but that's why this facility is available. Is that accurate?
You know, it is accurate, at least in great part. With the way the state provides a lot of human services, we've got 8 human service centers. We have the state hospital in Jamestown and, of course, this facility in Grafton. And because of the rural nature of our state, we often become a bit of a safety net. And that's really appropriate in how you want to take care of a lot of our different clients who need that care.
What do you mean? Why are we more so a safety net than other states would be?
The first goal is always when someone is identified with a need, whether it's that they should be a client at a place like LSTC and ICF, or if they should be at the state hospital, is you want to try and get that care done in their own community.
You're saying here, the Life Skills and Transition Center ends up being that safety net.
Yes.
Because we're rural in nature and that these facilities and care are not available in the majority of the communities.
It's hard to find providers who can do the things that we can do at these facilities in Rugby or in Wishick, North Dakota, or down in Bowman. And so what happens is you create a place and a safety net for these services to be provided.
Paul, do the families appreciate that? I mean, I imagine in many cases they're from a ways away, but also seeing some care that is no doubt improving the lives of these clients.
It is. In many cases, or let's put it this way, the only way that a person comes to reside at LSTC is after they have been unable to get services at any other provider in the state. So the family's experience, as we hear it, is that they have been somewhere and they know their child or the person they support can no longer be there. And now they're looking for the unfindable place to go to. So as the safety net, we become the place that for sure will take them in. And then our record of supporting people when they leave is that when they leave, for the vast majority of them, they don't come back. So we work with people to find their forever home and help them get transitioned there. We also do follow-up in order to make sure that if they're having some problems where they move to, that we do whatever we can to support that. In addition to that, we have a group of behavior analysts around the state that do ongoing support with the local providers, and the private provider system in North Dakota is top in the nation. So we've got a good foundation of service delivery, and it's just getting the resources out to everywhere where the challenge is in order to support it.
Do you see a long-term future for this Life Skills and Transition Center in the North Dakota Human Services System, Tom?
I think with the rural nature of the state, that the state will always be, at some level, providing services like this. You just can't change some of those facts, especially with the real shortage we've got for in the rural areas for the specific care we need, whether it's a psychiatrist or a psychologist or the specialist that we utilize on an everyday basis in facilities like we have here in Grafton.
So dream a little. Statewide, you know, you're new in this role as Director of Field Services for Department of Human Services. Paint a picture of what the future looks like, not just for this facility, but for human services generally.
Yeah, I think you'll continue to see us evolve how we present care at all of our human service centers. I think one of the interesting things that we're working more on is the use of telehealth. So a psychiatrist can see a patient where they are. Currently what you see happen is you'll see we've employed psychiatrists who happen to live in Florida, and they provide care at a facility, and that person could go to get access to that equipment to see the doctor, maybe at a county center, maybe at the human service center in that area. I think that the future of that is going to allow us to better serve our rural nature and our rural clients, but really, there's going to be some evolution here that's going to happen over time. How it happens and exactly how it happens is really going to be open. But tools like telehealth allow us maybe not just to get to somebody in a more local community, but at some point, it's possible to envision that going right into their own home so that certain patients wouldn't perhaps have to leave their house for some of the service that they need.
Oh, boy. That opens your eyes to the possibilities and also the efficiencies with it as well. And you can do that. I mean, mm-hmm. because you're just asking questions, all right?
Yep.
And you're seeing them, so you're able to, and I imagine, have a nurse there or tech or whoever. Right.
There's some other logistical things that are needed. And, you know, I don't want to overemphasize and blame this all because we don't have psychiatrists and psychologists and some of those. But, you know, you talk about the nursing shortage. That's a person that still needs to be able to engage probably directly with that person the way medicine works today. And so that's an important part of the resource, too.
So I mentioned at the top of this interview that Paul, Dr. Colstow, is my brother-in-law, right? And we're coming up on Thanksgiving. Do you know what gets brought up every Thanksgiving at the dinner table?
I'm curious.
He once mistook the ranch dressing for gravy, and so therefore put ranch dressing on his potatoes. And am I right, Paul? Is that what happened?
It was delicious.
Yeah, right. And I mean, I'm a ranch guy. You can't get enough ranch.
Yeah.
So I didn't think it was all that unusual myself. But he's taking grief for how long ago did this happen?
Probably 15 years ago.
Yeah, and yeah. I've heard it now. I forget how many years I've been married, but pretty much all of them.
Yeah. Well, your wife just won't let it die.
No, she won't. No. Yeah. Did you want to say anything in reply to Maria? She's probably listening right now.
it won't really help, Scott, because you just broadcast it
That's
to
true.
The entire state.
Yeah,
thank
so,
you for that.
Dr. Cole, Tom, if you need anything on Paul, you got something now.
I appreciate that.
You know? Yeah, exactly right.
So does every other citizen of the state.
The Director of Clinical Services and Psychology, Dr. Paul Colstow, and Tom Eye, the Director of Field Services for the Department of Human Services. Our guest, Governor Burgum, when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I picked my microphone up after you said you are live, because I was just trying to find the governor, but I found him. He's making his way this way right now. Just wrapped up the meeting moments ago. We're in Grafton, Main Street Initiative event. Main Street Initiative event is something I've had some confusion about, and I'm going to ask the governor today just to explain exactly what it is. But I did see a brochure here that they've handed out to people, and they're talking about three pillars that this whole initiative has been built on. One is, you know, healthy, vibrant communities, they call it. That's quality of life. The other is a 21st century workforce. That's workforce development. The other is smart, efficient infrastructure. That's planning and high-speed internet and limiting the tax burden, the property tax angle of that, which I think is great. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments, as we always do on What's on Your Mind. And we are brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping to make America fuel better. PetroServe USA is, of course, home to that 4-for-4 special, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies money can buy, and a 20-ounce drink. All four of those items for $4. They also have the best bisonware. And since I know a lot of people are booking their tickets to Frisco after the weekend game and the number two seed, and know that all the rest of the games will be here, except for the last one, which could be in Frisco. Maybe you want to load up on some bisonware as well. So check all that out at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, Governor Doug Burgum is here. Moments after wrapping up the first event in Grafton, a full day today in Grafton and Langdon after this, and then, of course, off to Jamestown and Valley City tomorrow. Governor, good to see you as always. How are you?
Great to be with you, Scott, and thanks for coming up to Grafton.
I really enjoyed it. I've been hearing about these for a while. I know you've been around the state, and now today here in Langdon. I wanted to tag along. You'll be in Jamestown and Valley City tomorrow, but I wasn't in a lot of what I saw today, but I saw what I did see was sort of seemed as though you were facilitating quite the conversation. Tell us a little bit about your intent with these Main Street events.
Well, like we've had across the state again this morning, we had a great turnout here in Grafton. We had city commissioners, county commissioners, state legislators, business leaders, small business owners, Main Street owners, bankers, school superintendents, healthcare professionals, the person that runs the career and technical education was there. So it's just a great cross section. And one of the things that's great about North Dakota is when you go to these places, everyone is someone who's a, you know, city or county commissioner. They're also a small business owner. They're also a parent. They got kids in school. They got a spouse that maybe works at the hospital, the nursing home. And so when you get a group of people like this together, you really represent what it takes to, you know, build and create great communities. And And I think one of the things we know is if North Dakota is going to reach its full potential, we have to have communities reaching their full potential. And there's some big demographic challenges facing these communities, and it's important to have a dialogue about that, and so that the local leadership can figure out what they're going to do if they want to step up and take their community to the next level.
I remember you told me at one point during your campaign for governor how amazed you were the disconnect between local government and state government, that really people weren't on the same page and they didn't really have the data they needed. I mean, is that one of the reasons you're doing what you're doing, to say at least the state government led by Governor Burgum is not going to be in the same point we've been in the past? We'll have more interaction with these locals?
Well, I think that there's trying to frame the solution differently, because I think there's been a culture that's been developed in our country, which is, states look to the federal government for an answer and local subdivisions look to the state for an answer. And it's not how I don't believe that's how the world works. And so when we walk into a meeting like this, we're not saying, hey, we're here from Bismarck, we're here to help you. It's, the conversation is, hey, it's a little bit, I want to go back because we're just coming off this great sports weekend, but it's a little bit like when NDSU decided it was going to move up to Division I, there was a whole series of things that had to happen. We had to recruit differently. We had different facilities, different coaching, different expectations, different travel budgets, different programming, different, everything had to go up, weight training. Everything had to be different if you're going to be successful at the next level. And the same thing for these communities. What has worked in the past will not work in the future. And part of that is because of the demographic challenge. We've got to, again, here in Grafton, great businesses on Main Street, the people that are running them, the majority of those folks are probably within 5 years of retirement. When they retire, what's the succession plan? What's the community going to do to develop the next generation of leaders? How are they going to engage high school kids? How are they going to engage the kids that just graduated from high school in the last 4 years have left? Are any of them coming back? What was the experiences those kids had when they were here that would be something where they would say, this is a community I want to call my home and raise a family in, like when I grew up here? So those are some of the questions and the challenges we're putting out. But this is going to be a bottoms-up local leadership opt-in. This is not a state-down. This is not a top-down state program. We're not here to help. We're here to identify, are there communities that are willing to coalesce, get the leadership together, and decide as a community that they want to compete at the next level? Because we have 13,000 job openings in this state. We start with workforce at every one of these meetings. Every community is short of staff, and if they have a great job with a great pay and they can't fill it, how do you fill it? You build a great community that people want to live in.
Do you find yourself having to sort of change the thinking, if you will, or at least get people to think differently about what they're thinking? Or is there resistance, or are people like, oh, thank you, good, yes, we need this conversation, and they're ready for it? Or do they need sort of a wake-up call that we have to do it differently, or we're not going to go in the direction we want to go? Which of those?
It varies by community. Some of these communities, understand the challenges they're facing and are ready to take the next step. Some of them are just, starting to sort of, they're still at the problem definition phase that they're doing it. And I imagine we'll have some communities that, think about it and decide to just keep going on the path that they're on, which I think, again, if communities don't make a change, the most likely path is decline. If you're outside one of the major metro areas, if you want to grow and thrive and prosper and have the healthy, vibrant community, it's going to take leadership at the local level.
I don't get the sense people understand what this is about. Right now, I think if they've been through one, maybe they do. Hey, let's get everybody talking about this. Let's go. Because part of going back to what we discussed about the campaign, your recognition that, wow, these people aren't even talking to each other. They don't even have the same data points. And, this is like they're on some listserv that's 100 years old rather than, getting real-time data or whatever. Part of it, obviously, is that I also sense a little bit of, capital for a day, which happened in the Schaefer administration, where cabinet officials will go off. But you're here with a small footprint of staff today and a lot of local leaders, so it's not exactly that. What is it? I think some people think it's all about, getting more places downtown, right? They see it as the governor wants more downtowns across North Dakota to be like Fargo. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this list. I went to the bullet points before you came in about, healthy, vibrant communities, 21st century workforce, smart, efficient infrastructure. There's a lot to this. So, what is it?
Well, you just described those are what I call the three main legs on the stool, because if you want to have a community that is successful in the next century, you have to be able to attract the workforce. You got to have a 21st century workforce. And they've all got jobs open today, and they're all talking about they can't get them filled. Doesn't matter. Here today in Grafton, they said, hey, we used to have teacher opening, we'd have 60 applicants. Now, when we had three applicants. So when you're competing for talent and you got to fill those jobs, then what's the way you compete? You compete because you got a healthy, vibrant community. What's healthy and vibrant? That's stuff the Park District is doing. That's arts. It's entertainment. It's differentiated retail. It's local stuff that is the cool factor. It's the amenities outside. It's hunting. It's fishing. It's what's going on.
It's, you need them. It's more than a good job to get somebody to come to a town.
Yeah,
if
you're
right?
Trying to recruit someone to come and be a doctor or a teacher or a mechanic in a town, what is the pitch that you're telling them to say why you should come and live in our community? That's the differentiated part. And then the third thing, of course, is we do have an issue. We ought to have a dialogue around property taxes in our state. Property taxes are driven by local decisions. They're not driven by what's going on in the state. It's driven by what the park district, the school district, and the city does at the local level and to some degree the county. And those local political subdivisions need to be on the same page, and they need to understand that the more you build, the more you got to pay for it. And we are, we need to be smart and efficient about how we build our communities, everything from our water towers to our water plants to our streets to our roads to our sewers. Because in the schools, the school buildings, that's what's driving property taxes, and people locally can decide. I mean, one community could decide we're willing to pay more property tax to have more stuff, and another one might say, hey, we can be more efficient with what we have, but we want to engage in that discussion. So again, three legs of the stool are 21st century workforce, smart, efficient infrastructure, and healthy, vibrant communities, and you could spend a day on each one of those topics, but those are the three legs of the stool, and we try to get through them and get people talking about what are they going to do in their community.
So how will you judge the success of this? What is the ultimate goal?
Well, I mean, the ultimate goal for me, I mean, one measure is, can we get these jobs filled? I mean, if we're an attractive place to live, we should be filling those 13,000 jobs that are out there in North Dakota right now. And if we filled those, it'd be like adding a Jamestown, North Dakota to our state, because with the, trailing spouses, family members, and kids that would accompany, filling a full-time job, I mean, it'd be like adding 25, 30,000 people to our state. And then the people that have those jobs posted, I mean, the private sector doesn't post a job if they think they're going to make less money tomorrow. You post a job because when you have that person doing the, that manufacturing job, that service job, that teaching job, whatever you're doing, then you're going to be more successful in delivering against what you're doing. With the private sector jobs, that means more payroll, means more sales tax paid, means more income taxes paid. Everybody wins.
How do we do that, knowing that, I could talk to Governor Dayton, he'd say the same thing, right?
Right.
And Dugard in South Dakota saying the same thing, and that we're not alone in this, right? There's some economically deprived states, maybe be a little more flat, but we've got something going, but so do others. So then how in the world how do you get above?
Well, we do have competition, and the competition is coming more from red states than from blue states. I mean, if you look at the population shifts, I mean, people are leaving California and they're going to, Arizona and Texas. I mean, companies are picking up and moving. People are moving. Illinois, big blue state, they only have one county in the state that's actually gaining population, and that's where the tech industry is centered around Champaign or Urbana. So, I mean, the numbers tell you which the policies are working, and people are, leaving some of the blue states in the Northeast and heading to Florida. So where there are, governors that have got, red states in the South, I mean, Arizona, Texas, Florida, you're seeing big net increases in migration. We've got, we always feel like we have a little bit of a challenge up here, with the North on North Dakota, like we're too far north. But I did tell the group this morning, because in the northeastern part of the state up here, we're within 2 hours of 1.2 million population. You can't say that when you're having this meeting in Bowman. Okay, there's a population that you can recruit from here, but some are on the other side of the border. So, I mean, I did say, I mean, there's 675,000 people living in the Winnipeg metro area, and I had lunch with the premier and his wife, Catherine, and I did in Fargo a couple weeks ago, the premier of Manitoba, and I told him we only needed 13,000 people from south from Winnipeg.
He wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, he wouldn't notice that. We could fill all of our jobs with those folks moving down here.
More with the governor coming out, speaking of great jobs, 844-MBI-JOBS. They are hiring at MBI Energy in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career, great company, MBI Energy. And that phone number is 844-MBI-JOBS.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. The Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing how individuals can prepare themselves for an active shooter scenario.
You need to be prepared, and it starts with knowing what run, hide, fight means. The Department of Homeland Security wants your first thought to be to get away or to get out of the line of fire. Step two is, if you can't get away and get out of the line of fire immediately, then hide in a secure location where you are protected from that fire. And then step three is fight. And that means that somehow, some way, the shooter gets access to where you are, then you need to be prepared to fight the shooter. And that's a personal decision that each human being faced in that situation will have to make.
Get the training you need to prepare yourself for an active shooter. Visit www.ndsc.org for a list of courses near you. That's ndsc.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Delta are the go-to source when you need an easy button. You just want to push the easy button and it's done. That's what they do at Delta. That's right. Good is done. Just call Delta. And if you're in the oil and gas field, you know Delta already. And if you're new to this, call Eric. Find out everything you need to know about how Delta does turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. They do it all. DeltaConstructors.net. Call Eric at 406-250-8151. And speaking of calling Delta first, they help us celebrate our callers and what's on your mind. Here's a call that came in the other day that was caught our attention. Go ahead and roll it. Todd.
Sure.
That was a funny call, all right. That sounded like Homer Simpson. That sounded like to me.
Yeah.
Homer, listen to the show? Yeah. Yeah. You got it there? No?
Are we talking about the Karen call?
Yeah. Well, Steve, I think, called about Karen. It was, right. it was a caller, okay. Steve, as
I'm
I recall.
Looking, I'm looking for something that says
Delta. Steve is one of our callers, and we're celebrating.
I don't appreciate her opinion. The ignorance that she demonstrates for Economics 101 and understanding the difference between capitalism and socialism or communism is embarrassing. I don't know if she ever had a civics course, social studies, anything. That is embarrassing. The same old rot. Tax the rich and give it to the poor and everything's happy. Barack Obama did that for 8 years. He's bankrupt the country. He spent more money in deficits than every president before him combined. End of story.
Steve, very passionate about our current tax reform debate, didn't care for Karen's comments to the contrary. But that's the great thing about what's on your mind. It doesn't matter what your opinion is. We love hearing what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 anytime. And don't forget that 24/7 line. On our question of the week, do you talk politics at the Thanksgiving table? 855-200-1776, extension 1. Now I have to ask you, Governor, because you're laughing. Do you talk politics at the, or do you avoid it at the?
Well, I was laughing because last night, when maybe along with the rest of North Dakota, was really enjoying watching the Eagles.
Wasn't that fun?
Last night, and then there was the ad on there about the gal and the guy, and then he who's going to wear his Oakland Raiders T-shirt to Thanksgiving dinner, and then he got there with his Oakland Raiders Christmas sweater, and then her whole family was all wearing Chiefs gear, including the dog that was growling at him. So
I
think that could be worse than politics is picking your sides. But,
yeah.
I think I think there's a lot of people wearing Bison gear and Eagles gear at the same time. That was amazing.
It is. I know some Vikings fans that were rooting for Carson, but not for the Eagles. Did you hear that one?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because it helped the Vikes out. I couldn't go there. I was all Carson. It's just unbelievable. It's like a pinch yourself moment. It really is. It's just the sun, the moon, and the stars lining up for Carson Wentz. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah. Well deserved. Great young man, and his dedication, work ethic. And at a time right now when the NFL needs a role model, Carson Wentz is a role model for the whole country.
He will. He's already been mentioned as an MVP. They're being mentioned as a Super Bowl favorite. I mean, the heat is coming. It's unbelievable. Yep. It's going to be fun to watch. So a few more minutes to chat here. First of all, last question on the Main Street Initiative effort. Grafton today, Langdon today. Don't forget Jamestown and also Valley City tomorrow. So I want folks to know to be there and to participate in that and take it in. And more to follow? I mean, just is the ultimate goal every North Dakota town, or what's the plan?
Well, we're going to try to spread the word far and wide, and we've been doing this again. This is an opt-in. I mean, we're going to communities where people have raised their hand and said, hey, come visit us. We'd love to host you. We want to show you what we got. We want to hear your ideas. But there's going to be more to come. We're going to have a statewide conference. We're going to bring in national speakers and experts who are going to help people think about these topics of smart, efficient infrastructure, 21st century workforce, and healthy, vibrant communities. So we'll, again, we want to educate. We're working on stuff on getting more and more information out on our website all the time. We're trying to build a dashboard. We got the framework for that built.
What does that mean?
Well, we can take a look at a town and say, community of Grafton, what's the population? How many of them got college? How many of them have college degrees? How many of them got high school degrees? How many miles of street and road do you have? How many jobs? How many homes? What's the average medium income? What's this? So we can take a look at a city like Grafton could say, okay, we're a town of X size. Let me look at other communities in North Dakota the same size. And how do I compare to them? What are the things that I can learn from communities of similar size that help me win on any one of these three legs of the stool? How can I have, smarter, more efficient infrastructure? What can I do? What are they doing about recruiting people that I could maybe copy? So, we want to create transparency and get information out. And then we also are, as part of are working and partnering with the League of Cities. We're announcing some award categories. So we're going to give out Main Street Excellence Awards for communities that really jump in and drive stuff based on population size. But we're also, got a Historic Renovation Award, which is where there's a lot of beautiful historic buildings in these communities across the state that are at risk. Who's the community that's doing the best job of saving a building that would really instill community pride, and do that. We've got another one that's a youth engagement, because again, part of, you know, communities that do a great job with youth engagement, or that's their insurance policy to have a great future. Who can we recognize for that? And then the third category, we're having one we're calling the Mobilizer Award. But one of the things we know about millennials is they want to live in communities that are built for people, not for automobiles. And we've spent the last 70 years in our country, every form of federal subsidy around infrastructure is really focused on automobiles, not focused on broadbands, not focused on walkability, bike lanes, other forms of transportation and connection. And we got to start thinking about what is a 21st century. What's a community look like when we're going to have when the vehicles are all autonomous?
Yeah, that's a fun one. It'll get your head spinning too. Great conversation to be continued. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you, Scott, for being here. Appreciate all you do.
We'll be with Grafton and Langdon folks today. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because of your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high, and it's because of that that you don't, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.